Dearly by Margaret Atwood, read for you by the author. For Graham in Absentia. Part 1. Late Poems. These are the late poems. Most poems are late, of course. Too late, like a letter sent by a sailor that arrives after he's drowned. Too late to be of help, such letters. And late poems are similar. They arrive as if through water. Whatever it was has happened. The battle, the sunny day, the moonlit slipping into lust, the farewell kiss. The poem washes ashore like flotsam. Or late, as in late for supper, all the words cold or eaten. Scoundrel, plight, and vanquished. Or linger, bide, a while. Forsaken, wept, forlorn. Love and joy, even. Thrice gnawed songs. Rusted spells, worn choruses. It's late, it's very late, too late for dancing. Still, sing what you can. Turn up the light, sing on, sing on. Ghost Cat. Cats suffer from dementia, too. Did you know that? Ours did. Not the black one, smart enough.